You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen. Early break, full show ahead. We will have Rick Heyman's here from Starter Heyman Jewelers. Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to see you. We'll have Mike Schaefer in here from 7 to 8 today as well. We also have Husker basketball today, 4 o'clock. A doubleheader for the women and the men. Huskers, the men at play at 4, the women are to follow that game tonight at PBA. Huskers, first time playing for a while with COVID in both programs. So there you go.
Yeah, well, good morning to both of you.
How are
good
you
morning,
today?
Morning, Sip.
Like yesterday, a little frazzled.
What? Yeah, what's going on?
I need to get here earlier.
What? You have been. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just look at the clock. It's 5:52, and I'm like, oh, better go. I did not say
that was
close.
That was close.
That was close.
I saw that.
I think it was close.
That was almost close. Profanity at 6:02 a.m., which I could dump, but I prefer not to.
Hello, Harrison.
Yeah, hello, Harrison. The EP
hello, Harrison.
Here. We got a full show today. We'll talk about plenty in the world of football and basketball for Nebraska.
We do got a lot to talk about.
We do. And, of course, in the Big Ten Conference as well. We'll get to that here in a second. Last night, Trev Alberts, Nebraska's AD, did speak on radio about a variety of things. And I guess one of the main things, Sip, is that Memorial Stadium is going to implement a little bit of the widening of seats for next year, from 18 inches to 20 inches for the seats.
Looks like in the end zones, he said that many of the bleacher seats in the end zones, Jake, in the end zones will be wide, yeah, from 18 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger country.
he says, of course, that's going to impact our capacity a little bit. We're going to lose some seats, but we're going to have that in place for next season.
Who sang that song, Big Country?
Yeah, Big Country did that.
In a big country,
dreams stay with you.
Like a lover's voice. On the mountainside.
Yes.
I don't know the next line.
I don't either.
Seat comfort is very obvious and important, Albert said. In the end zone, the average width is 18 inches. We'll immediately expand those to 20 inches or more, the AD said. What we're going to do is we've got a lot of rows with 27 seats. We might reduce them to 24, which that, of course, would impact capacity. Not a lot. So that was the biggest news. He also lavished praise on the head coach, for his moves this off season. Which I think we've been down that road. This might have been the second time he did that.
Sure, it's possible.
Well, he did it with me and Parker when we met with him last week. So that what else caught your anything else catch your fancy?
They're still talking about what else they're going to do with the feedback from fans so far regarding the survey that was sent out about a week 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago
to fans.
Yeah,
season
very elaborate
holders.
Survey that I Rick perhaps I need filled
to,
out.
No, I need to fill it out. I've got it in my email. I need to do that today. So that's. I'm going to do that first thing.
I still
block aside 20 minutes.
Yeah, it still feels like what I hear from most people regarding the survey, and when you take it, Rick, you'll see this also. It feels like it's appealing more toward the higher spenders for Nebraska.
I hear.
It's not really for the common man.
Say. Yeah, that's what people say. I mean, Jake, I don't. Now,
did you see the survey?
Yes, I did see the survey.
It was asking about special boxes and mezzanines and lodges and stuff that the common man just trying to go watch a game doesn't care about.
Well, the common man can't barely afford the tickets the way they are now. So they're appealing to a different... You know, if you think about it, the suites right now, even though they're sold out, they're $100,000, right?
Okay.
And they seat how many people?
$100,000 for an annual... Annually, that's 1 year?
For 10 years, yeah.
Oh, 10? Now, wait a second.
Over 10 years, you got to pay $100,000 a year.
Okay.
So how many people sit in those things?
A lot. Yeah.
Like 20?
Yeah. 20 is, yeah. 20
so
is sweet,
do the so. Math on that. It's still not very good, but if you got 20 people together to buy a suite is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Break it down over a period of 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
It's still expensive, but it, you know.
The Vegas Bobcat chimes in and says there are multiple versions of the survey.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that.
Is that right? I didn't know that because I...
That's what the Vegas
Bobcat
says.
The one that I got
says.
Was the one that most people said that they also received in terms of it was mostly for the people who are going to maybe buy suites or the upper level stuff. I thought that it was, if you are just a person that had season tickets like in a high part of the stadium or even the middle part, not in a suite, it didn't really appeal to them. There was questions about alcohol, sure. I mean, that's to everybody.
It.
Yeah, I took the survey myself.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Oh. Because we did a trade for tickets with UNL, and I was the one in charge of that, so I took the survey.
Fun.
And I just didn't think that it, in terms of appealing to me, which I think I'm a common man, I answer the questions, but some of them, like, I don't really care. This does not apply to me. I'm not going to partake in the mezzanine or this special super-duper suite over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... But I think some people will. I mean,
some people will. Sure.
Look at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. You've got the regular suites up there, which we used one time last year or 2 years ago. It was cool. Then you've got the Loge Suites. Mm-hmm. I went and saw Joe Rogan and the Loge Suites.
Okay.
Those were cool.
Okay. Do you ever sit with the unwashed?
Oh yes. Of course. Our seats.
Are you a man of the people?
Our football seats are in the South Stadium.
The unwashed. God. Come on, man.
Oh, I am the unwashed.
You sit in the press box. You don't even know what's going on out.
Ooh,
in
there we go.
Come
there
on.
Go.
Yeah. Down there on
it's
the tailgate,
ten
where everybody's hammered, you don't even know that's going on.
It's 10 below and snowing. It sips up there in 70 degrees. You're eating popcorn.
Well, I will tell you this. I could go outside right now and be warmer than I am right
that's
now.
That's not true. It's entirely false.
Vegas Bobcat says his survey did not ask about sports betting. Many of the questions you discussed in your column. So there are apparently multiple.
I didn't know that. Interesting. Did not know that. Mine did ask about sports betting.
We have a caller on.
Well, let's get to a caller at 402-464-5685. Zach, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Zach.
I was calling about the big spender comment, because I kind of want your opinion on this, because I just found this out last night.
Okay.
I'm on the west side of the stadium. My family's had these tickets since, like, 1962. We got 4 of them. I was trying to get them transferred over to me this year. And this area apparently is having a donation increase. So $1,000 per ticket to transfer and then $2,500 per ticket for just the donation.
That's right.
That maybe is nothing to some guys. Whew.
That's a lot of money.
So that family tradition is going to die after this year. Just kind of wanted to get your opinions on that.
Okay, Trevitt's talked about equity.
Thank you, Zach.
Equity and not being the case. Because right now, some people pay that donation and some don't.
Right.
And I think it has to do with if you're grandfathered in, you might not pay it. But if you're not grandfathered in, you would pay it. I think that's the way that works. You understand what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You understand
yes,
that
I got
term?
You.
So there are definitely some people that do have to pay those licensing fees, but there's some that don't. Now, Trev is interested in equity in the stadium, making it so that some people aren't priced out. Now, that'll get complex and too complex for us to get into, Jake, but that's something to think about. That whole discussion is something to think about because I'm sure Zach would be more apt to make that payment if Nebraska were 11-2
absolutely,
last year.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd still be a painful payment, but yeah, I'd be more apt to pay it because, hey, the product is worthwhile and I'll pay that for that.
Right. A lot of these discussions about the crowd and getting people to the stadium are about wins and losses. Sometimes I think we wouldn't be having some of these discussions if Nebraska were winning 10 games regularly. Man.
Probably not. But you got to keep up with the future. And this is.
Yeah, you do.
In the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see a lot of changes.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of changes. Jake, should we flip the conversation to the division?
Speaking of changes, yes, there's changes potentially coming to the Big Ten Conference, Sip, in the note of not having any more divisions anymore.
Eliminating, yes.
Yes, Gary Barden, the Iowa AD, was talking yesterday to The Athletic, Scott Docterman of The Athletic, and said that they are looking at eliminating divisions in the Big Ten, and we're going from 9 conference games down to 8. And then, of course, there's the Pac-12 ACC Alliance looking to play 4 games against those teams as well.
This is an interesting discussion from everybody's standpoint, but here's what you have to know about this situation with Nebraska. Okay, if you go from 9 Big Ten games to 8, then the idea is you go to 8 in part because you're in this alliance with the Pac-12 and the ACC, Jake. Right? And mm-hmm. Rick.
Right. You know what this is all about.
Okay, now hold on. The thing that Nebraska fans have to understand is Nebraska, even though it's been losing, is still going to get matched in that ACC/Pac-12 situation against the very best teams of the Pac-12 or the ACC, because Nebraska is still a TV draw, and the TV folks are not going to match Nebraska against Washington State, okay? They're going to match them against USC, or they're going to match them against Oregon, or they're going to match them against who would be the third best team in a Pac-12.
Utah.
ASU.
Yeah,
Utah.
Yeah. Yeah, and in the ACC, they're not going to match them against the dregs of the ACC.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to match them against
Clemson,
Florida State,
yeah.
Miami.
Yep, those three. That's what you're getting. That's what people have to understand about this. And I can tell you there's one person who understands this completely, and that's Trev Alberts, because Trev was involved in that TV world. One thing that the sitting AD understands about this world is TV.
And yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He was definitely involved in that.
Yeah, and that schedule – we don't even know if the ACC Pac-12 Alliance will ever come to pass, but it's in the discussion stages. As far as eliminating divisions, I don't know. What do you think of that, Jake? It becomes the off-season dork discussion.
Yeah, well, if you're going to have a conference championship, and it always, sometimes the Big Ten West is not always going to have the greatest team in that title.
Bingo.
As we've seen, the Big Ten East has won it every single year. There has never been a year the West has won the Big Ten championship since the divisions happened this way. And we all know the beasts of the East. You got Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State.
Michigan was a beast for a year.
Michigan just made the playoffs.
I'm aware of that.
The beast right now.
Oh, God. Are we really calling Michigan a beast?
They made the playoff.
We almost beat them.
They won the conference this past year.
Yeah, that one year, uprising.
The Big Ten East is tougher than the Big Ten West. There's
no doubt about that. But I hesitate to call Michigan a beast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There's a beast. There's a one beast in the East.
What does this?
Ohio State, yeah. but the other teams are also. You know, Penn State's been a top 10 team a lot.
He's disgusted with me right
now. I am. I can't believe like, the team makes a playoff. Let's find a way to disparage.
No,
them
I'm not
over
disparaging
here.
Them at all. I just hesitate to call Michigan a beast. They were 2-4 last year. I mean,
COVID was a weird year.
Oh, we COVID. All yeah, we all go to play the COVID
card. The next
card.
Year when fans were back in the stands and things were normal, they made the playoff.
Yeah, they were a beast for a year. They're not Ohio State, Jake.
I'm not saying they're Ohio State, but they're not bad.
They're good.
They're
okay.
2-4.
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying. That's
but,
all
man, you
I wanted
made it like they're bad.
No, I didn't. They're not bad.
You criticize anything about the
you
word beast
use
with
the plural,
Michigan.
Yeah, you use the word plural, the beasts in the East. There ain't no beasts in the East. There's a beast in the East. There's a beast.
Penn State
in
has won the conference before.
Yeah. Were they a beast? Nebraska just beat them last time they played.
Right. COVID year. Beast? COVID year. Things were weird.
What does this tell you, though? What does this really say about what's
bigger.
Coming? What is coming?
What is coming?
You know what's coming. They're going to expand the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, right?
We'll see when.
Yeah, not if Jim Phillips can help.
Yeah,
but
Jim
this
Phillips
is in,
not going
this
to
is in preparation of expanding the playoffs, and they don't want to have the Big Ten team all beat up coming out of a conference championship game. There won't be any conference championships
well, I don't know.
Anymore.
I don't.
Yeah, I guess that's the question. Is this to eliminate the Big Ten championship?
Yes.
Or do you want to have the top two teams play? I don't know what the plan is.
Definitely
there.
Could be that.
It could go either way. It could be yeah. Let's just make sure we don't have our top team lose one last time in a title game.
That's
or it could say let's give that team one more chance to have a huge win.
That's all this is
and
about.
And boost it
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. This is about to me. If they go from nine games in the Big Ten to eight, and you got to play one of the best Pac-12 or ACC teams, I'm talking about Nebraska now. And then you got to play a Big Ten championship game. Where's Nebraska ever going to not have three losses or four
yeah,
losses?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, think about it. Your non-con is going to include one of the better teams in the Pac-12 or the ACC.
Right.
Then you play the Big Ten schedule, and if you happen to have a big year, then you got to play Ohio State at the end. The beast,
right.
The one beast of the
right.
East.
NCAA. I know it's. Hey, they're the one true beast, but it's a deeper division.
Yeah, I got
than the
you.
Big Ten.
No doubt about that, Jake. We're not doing early bicker this morning. You're right.
You're the one starting the early bicker.
You're right. It is, and I have referred to it them as the beasts of the East.
Yeah, you have said that
I'm
yourself.
Sure I have. Except why I just hesitate to all of a sudden give Michigan that kind of credence after one big year in which they got slapped in the college
they
football.
They won the conference and they beat Ohio State,
they
your
did.
Boys, handily
yeah.
this year.
Okay.
So
in the cold.
At any rate.
Well, think about it. The NCAA is looking at the ratings for NFL playoffs right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking at their ratings on March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the, you know, Division II playoffs probably got some pretty good viewership in football. And, you know, so this is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
Well,
there's
when?
No way. TV, as you said, Sip,
mm-hmm.
Trev Alberts knows TV. He knows this is coming. And so does the commissioner.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it's going to happen.
Well, it can't happen before 2026. I don't.
Or
believe.
What? Or what? How many teams it's going to be? Either. What is? Do you go from 4 to 16 right away?
I don't know.
Maybe
you go to 4 to 8. You go to 4 to 12. I don't know what you go to.
Think of the TV money.
Oh, I get it. Again, though, this isn't happening next year or the year after
it's
that.
It's in preparation.
Yeah.
But it's at least 4 years away.
It's always about money.
Let's get a call from
absolutely.
Let's get a call from Chris at the Baldwin Shop at 402-464-5685. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve, Jake, and Rick, and that's exactly where I'm at
the
Baldwin Shop right now.
Oh, nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I would like, you know, I'm curious, you know, your first caller, Zach, to go back to that.
Okay.
Now, hey, you guys, I've been a season ticket holder, as you know, since 1967. Okay. We're in the West Balcony where they turn that into club seating before the 1999 season.
Okay.
We started having to pay the donation of $1,500 per seat per year in 1998 before that season. But now listen to this. I never got a survey.
You still haven't gotten one.
Okay.
I think you could still get one.
Check your junk mail.
Well, that's just it. My junk mail, Jake, I hate to admit this, comes in the mailbox. That's outside on the street, not on email. My wife's got an email, but the university don't have one. They keep asking me about it. And I said, just like the paper tickets, just keep sending it to me in the mail. We can afford a 55-cent stamp over there, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, you guys, I'm curious where Zach's seats are, where they're, you know, that's pretty gutty to ask for $2,500 per seat in the West Stadium, especially if it's down below.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have access to the clubhouse. And especially, Steve, Rick, Jake, with all the tickets last year that we couldn't give away.
Jeez. Right.
You know, exactly. So I'm curious about that, you know, where Zach's seats are. But anyway, hey, on this conference stuff, you guys, you know, I'm wondering if this conversation would even be going right now if the Big Ten West wasn't what? 0-7 or 0-8? One of the
Whatever
two.
It is, never won. Yeah. Never won.
No, never won. I don't know. Rick, I agree with you. I think the conference championship games may disappear. I always thought when they implemented those, the SEC did in the early 90s there, I thought they were kind of a hazard to your conference and maybe the best team in your conference through the regular season. Now, remember, you guys, in 1996, Texas and Nebraska, that cost Nebraska probably a shot at the national title that year. In, 2003, number one Oklahoma played in Kansas City against, I think, about number eight Kansas State, and Kansas State just beat the hell out of them in that game. You know, and that cost Oklahoma a shot at the title. So these conference championship games have always been risky. I don't know how that's going to work. Those are better minds than mine. But I'm curious. I'm going to throw a little wrench in here, Jake, on you. Now, in the SEC, I think all eyes, you know, I think the Big Ten keeps one eye on the SEC to see how things are being operated down there. I am real curious. When Texas and Oklahoma join the SEC here in a couple of years, how that's going to realign? I've got it that the West Division, they won't split Texas and Oklahoma. Geographically, if you do it, it'll be Texas, Oklahoma, A&M, probably Missouri, LSU borders Texas. That'll be there, probably the Mississippi schools. I have a feeling, Steve, Jake, Rick, they'll bump Alabama and Auburn over to the East Division with Florida and Georgia. That's my ignorant projections up here at the Baldwin Shop. But anyway, guys, we'll see how this plays out. Look how the landscape has changed in the last 10 or 15 years. And I'll bet you the next 10 or 15 years it's going to scare us too. But anyway, hey, guys, great show. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your contribution to our great show. Let's get Zach back on.
Okay, we don't take calls twice ever in the show, but we want to know where Zach's tickets are at per Chris's request. Zach is back. Zach, where exactly are your tickets at in West Stadium?
Thanks, guys. Can't leave Chris hanging. I am in section 25, row 20. They're great seats.
Good seats.
Great seats. So I've been spoiled in that aspect. And Sip, I'm actually the one who gave you that book a couple months
ago. Oh, hi, Zach. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
So, yeah, the family tradition, yeah, this one hurts. We just can't justify paying that, you know, especially with the performance lately. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Zach. And yeah, and I have that book sitting on my desk right next to my workstation. Yeah, those are good seats. But I totally understand that. It's a $2,500 donation above and beyond what you pay for the ticket.
Per seat.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's excessive.
Yeah.
Extremely excessive.
Yeah. So there you go. Interesting conversation.
Yes. Anything in terms of, I'm not sure exactly when we're going to see going back to the Big Ten Conference in terms of not realignment, but just eliminating of divisions. I don't know exactly how soon that could happen. So, could it happen as of 2023?
All conferences are going to do it.
I don't know, but this is the last year of West versus East in the Big Ten.
Oh, maybe. So people understand.
I'm not saying that's for sure. This could be the final year of the East and West divisions in the Big Ten.
So people understand this is just discussion right now.
Yes.
And it seems like it's every year discussion almost, you know. Maybe not every year.
I don't think it is every year.
But this is the time of year we always talk about jacking up the conferences and switching teams up.
I don't remember a conversation about
ending divisions
for a while.
Maybe not.
It's been brought up from time to time, but not a yearly thing, I don't think.
Yeah. But this is the time of year where the weird stuff takes over.
And by the way, going back to Chris's comment about the survey, I don't want to get Chris's hopes up. I don't think he has any chance of seeing that in the mail. That is an email thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way it's structured, you couldn't. I don't think you can
do
it.
No, you can't.
No.
Because you have to hit a button and it opens into a new window.
Right. The way it's structured, you couldn't. Chris, you'll have to do that via email.
If you want to participate, you're going to have to find a way to get on a computer and email address there.
Right.
Regarding this, though, once one school gets rid of their conference championship, they all will, because you're not ever going to see a conference penalize themselves holding on to that conference championship when the Big Ten, let's say, doesn't do it anymore.
They're lucrative, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but the playoffs are way more lucrative.
If you can get in it.
You're going to get in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you don't win the conference championship.
If it's 16 teams, if it's 16 teams, you're going to be in it.
Yeah. If it's 16.
Yeah, I don't think you can go from 4 to 16. It's gonna
or 12.
Is it going to be a gradual thing here, you think? Like maybe they have phases of, hey, we'll go to 8 to start?
I don't.
Or 12? Or to say, we're going to go from 4 to 16 right away when this thing gets going?
This is the conference commissioners making the decision? And how many of those are there? How do you predict what's going to happen?
I don't know.
You don't even know who's leading the charge, okay? I imagine it's Greg Sankey to a large extent.
Per Harrison, yeah. The survey, which was emailed initially to the season ticket holders, now is available to anybody at Huskers.com. Anyone can fill out the survey that went out to the season
ticket holders
2 weeks ago.
Good job, Harrison.
Harrison sort of keeps us in line. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well,
he keeps you on the rails.
He's supposed to. He's the producer.
It's his job.
He does his job well over there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Harrison.
He's a beast.
Before we get to break, there is breaking news in the NFL, for those who care. New head coach for the Denver Broncos, Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, which leads people to believe that might be where Aaron Rodgers lands.
Ooh,
possibly.
Interesting.
We shall see. Yes. We shall see.
That is very.
I still think to watch out for the Colts for Aaron Rodgers.
Is that right?
Great offensive line.
Is that right?
Phenomenal running back. That team, Carson Wentz, held them back terribly at the end of the season. He was good in the middle part, but he was horrible to end the year.
Do you think the old man might want to enjoy the comforts of an indoor stadium in his waning years?
Yeah. Yes. I'm sick of playing in the freaking cold all the time.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous place.
I'm saying I'd put it on Colts alert right now for Aaron Rodgers.
What do they call those little kind of Holiday Inns, Holiday Inn Express? There's a nice, if Aaron Rodgers is interested, there's a nice Holiday Inn Express right by that stadium.
Oh, you think he wants to stay at the Holiday Inn Express?
$50 million a year. Yeah. He needs to stay at the Holiday Inn Express.
Well, he's got breakfast for him every morning.
Well, that's true. And there's a convenience store right across the street.
Get a bagel.
Yeah.
There's a convenience store right across the street.
Oh, is that what he needs?
Yeah, he could just walk over to the convenience store.
Why don't you tell that and say, hey, I got an idea for you, Aaron. If you move to Indy, this is where you should live. Yeah. And it's not in an apartment or house. It's the Holiday Inn Express.
It's right next to, what's that place called? No, the Lucas Oil. Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. Indianapolis. I don't know. I can't read your brain that well.
Lucas Oil Stadium. It's right next to Lucas. That's where we stayed. Me and Happer stayed.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you had a good time.
All right.
More next on Early Break from the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.